And guess what? We have Elon talking about his Department of Government Efficiency with pictures and everything. Also, Trump says no third debate. Why? Because of the polls. Let's look at this now.
I believe a cabal of secret societies has controlled the world for 200 plus years, and we get to be alive at a time to see it fall. I believe in the power of one person working as a team with other Christian patriots can have massive impact in reversing this ungodly culture. I believe that we have an omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent God that has put his hand on this moment in time to deny the timeline of the enemy and is about to heal our land. This is Rick, your host. And I believe that God has called me to empower Christian patriots with truth. Join us now for the Blessed Teach Show, and let's see what God is doing today.
We're here on this night to dig into some exciting things, and this is Elon. Elon has the DOGE, the Department of Governmental Efficiency. Guys, this is exciting to just see how Twitter has now been taken over by white hats, and actual truth is coming across the whole platform, and Elon is magnifying some big things there. Trump says no third debate as well. That is amazing, I think, because if you watch that debate, you just see how it was completely rigged for Kamala, and still she's losing in the polls. Lost ground versus gained ground, the direct opposite of what the cabal needs, and they're in trouble. And that's why Trump's saying no third debate. We'll show you some of those polls. We're getting to some Trump truths as well. We'll also have praise and prayer after the about 45 minutes of news or so. I think you'll really enjoy that if you just put everything away. It's one of the main things. Remember, Exodus 23 talks about worship the Lord your God, and he will put blessings on your food and water. So have you been worshiping him? Join us in a beautiful experience. If you've never joined us in prayer before, you'll love that. But let's dig into some of this breaking news right now. White House Kirby attacks U.S. veterans in email sent by mistake to Fox News. So this guy actually, in the Biden administration, accidentally hits a reply all, starts criticizing veterans and in his email. And wow, pretty crazy. At a glance, the White House dismissed a GOP report on the 2021 Afghanistan withdrawal. John Kirby downplayed veterans' concerns in a mistakenly sent email. The GOP report alleged significant failings in the Afghanistan withdrawal. And who? Kirby, he defends the withdrawal, citing, oh, it was Trump's plan. No, they didn't execute the plan correctly, obviously, a bunch of idiots. But let's dig into some of this other stuff. Look at, this is a video that was just part of the debate, correcting some of Kamala's lies. And it was taken down on TikTok. This is the scary part, guys, is that you have these social media companies that have been pressured so much. They're so afraid that they're going to be taken down by the government that they are censoring for the cabal against Trump. But here is this video worth watching.
Sign a national abortion ban.
It's a lie. I'm not signing a ban, and there's no reason to sign a ban.
Understand, in his Project 2025, there would be a national abortion monitor.
What she says is an absolute lie.
There is no state in this country where it is legal to kill a baby after it's born.
Nowhere in America is a woman carrying a pregnancy to term and asking for an abortion.
The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable.
So those of you on audio, it's also showing on the screen the proof that it was a lie.
the infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired, and then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mothers.
Donald Trump, the candidate, has said in this election there will be a bloodbath if this and the outcome of this election is not to his liking.
It was a different term, and it was a term that related to energy. We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected... Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath.
Let's remember Charlottesville. There were fine people on each side.
Very fine people on both sides. And I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally.
Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. Let us finally pass an assault weapons ban and universal background checks and red flag laws.
Beautifully done. Why would TikTok take that down? That is incredibly disturbing to me, right, when you see TikTok taking down videos like this. And so it's not just Google. It's not just Facebook. It's this governmental censorship, what we call the censorship industrial complex, coming after all the social media companies. And then, and when they're left-leaning, they're just going to do it, just like Twitter did. Thank goodness we have Twitter telling the truth. But I found the same thing on TikTok. I get all my videos are being pulled down when I try to talk about any truth. They're just the same as Facebook and YouTube. So I only can put my content of speaking the Word of God. For some reason, they let me speak the Word of God, and that's the only thing I can speak on TikTok and on Facebook and Rumble. I'm sorry, Facebook and YouTube. Rumble's the only place that we have free speech to do live videos, so please follow us here. This is where we're going to be. Going forward, full time, for we can see your comments, and plus obviously our backstage Zoom platform, which you could be backstage with me right now. Look at this: the legacy media is extremely left biased, and this is just showing this overall study that showed Harris's coverage was 84% positive, and Trump's coverage was 89% negative. So this was not quite as bad as what ABC was, where it was 100% positive and then 93% negative for Trump. But this is the overall. This includes ABC, CBS, and NBC. And again, the reason I emphasize this is here is Elon amplifying it with his huge Twitter base and a lot of respect from independents and people on the left. The legacy media is extremely left biased. So this is a new realization for many people. If they... I just was talking to some of my family members. If you look back, I'm going to go to another view of this in a second, and if just for a second here. But if you really look back in the last 20 years I've watched debates, 25 years, I guess, every time I would be so frustrated because it was clear to me that the truth was on the Republican side in general versus – because there are just conservative values that make sense, right? But they wanted to fight each other, from the left perspective, that they were talking about abortion, they were talking about all these non-conservative values. After the debate, you would see polls show that the left non-conservative won almost every time, and the media would amplify that and amplify it and amplify it, and the polls would show they won. So I was expecting that this time. And it was amazing to me that people have woken up and just showed me that our work that lasts, you guys being digital soldiers, us being citizen journalists, you guys making sure you're liking these things so more people see it, making sure you're sharing this so more people see it, making sure that you're doing digital soldier type work is working because people saw through the Kamala actress show put on by Hollywood, and they actually... The polls were overwhelmingly showing Trump won the debate, and now independents are moving toward Trump. This is great news. This is the great awakening happening before our eyes. I just want to encourage you guys to keep up the great work because we are making massive ground. And thank goodness we have some of these beautiful things like Twitter and Rumble that changed the game. Truth Social, those have changed the game. Here's Trump talking about the third... debate. He's saying, when a prize fighter loses a fight, the first words out of his mouth are, "I want a rematch." Polls clearly show that I won the debate against comrade Kamala Harris, the Democrats' radical left candidate, on Tuesday night, and she immediately called for a second debate. She and Crooked Joe have destroyed our country with millions of criminals and mentally deranged people pouring into our USA, totally unchecked and unvetted, with inflation bankrupting our middle class. Everyone knows this. And all of the other problems caused by Kamala and Joe, it was discussed in great detail during the first debate with Joe and the second debate with Comrade Harris. She was a no-show at the Fox debate and refused to do NBC and CBS. Kamala should focus on what she should have done during the last almost four-year period. There will be no third debate. That's on Trump's Truth Social. This happened about an hour ago. Pretty exciting. Hey, this guy right here is Dr. Dakota. Met him. He's part of the Cone Institute, has been using our Exodus supplement, and it was just real exciting to see. I think I told you they had 3,500 supplements. And Exodus has become their number one product because it's seven biblical ingredients. It's just things your body needs, and it has great effect because of the bland that generates molecular hydrogen at the cellular level. It's having transformational results. Here's Dr. Dakota talking about it.
Bringing up the Cone Health Institute, every so often we have a new supplement that comes onto the scene that shoots to the top of our list. This new product has been revolutionary for our patients, helping with their anxiety, their fatigue, and even their pain. This new product is called Exodus, and it has seven biblically inspired ingredients that date back to the Old Testament times that's paired with the revolutionary formula of molecular hydrogen. So let's break down what that is and what it does. The first ingredient here is organic barley grass. That's great for blood sugar regulation. And the second ingredient is organic wheatgrass. That's great for digestive support. The next ingredient is organic aloe. Aloe is great for our sunburn and soothing our skin, but it's also great for coating the digestive tract and also boosting our immunity as well. Saffron is our next ingredient, and it's one of my personal favorites because it's been used in Ayurvedic medicine for thousands of years as a delicacy. It's a spice that's great for ADD, ADHD, and even anxiety. Cumin is both rich in iron, and it helps stabilize our blood sugar. The last two ingredients are frankincense and myrrh, two of the ingredients that the wise men gave baby Jesus. So both of these, when combined, are great for anti-inflammation. When you pair these seven biblically inspired ingredients with molecular hydrogen, we see profound changes in your health.
Guys, that's just a summary of it. That's why I'm so excited to go to tryexus.com. That's tryexus.com. I tell you, you will not regret it at all. There are significant discounts, so you just get it on a monthly basis as well to keep this price down. Some people are taking more than the recommended, just two capsules a day. And so that's why we offer a four pack that actually is significantly discounted, and especially if you get on subscription. And many people are doing this as a business. That's why you can become a champion, and you can have one bottle for yourself, one bottle that you actually sell at retail, one bottle you could sell at wholesale for somebody, and another bottle you could actually kind of sample out. We have travel packs as well. This is a whole great business opportunity, a brand new company. Many people are predicting, I'm just being very serious, that it's going to be a $1 billion company because of the beautiful effects, and it's because of the Lord's behind it. And our goal is to have 1 million people read the Bible through the prayer guides and the prayer reading plans that we have behind it. So go tryexus.com. Go look at, it's about being a champion with me. I'll be having a meeting probably late next week or early the following week on what we're going to do as a champion, what we're going to build a community. It's going to be it's going to be fun. This is going to be a life transforming thing. I'm excited about it, as you can tell. Again, you want to go to tryexus.com. That's tryexus.com. All right, here's the Trump Vance, and this is the Trump Truth section. I love to do this because I look at, you know, his 50 truths that he did during the day and say, what are the most impactful, fun ones to talk about on the show? Here's one. A poll that has just been released by highly respected pollster Tony Fabrizio showed that I am up 3 points after the debate. These are largely independent voters who are tired of watching our country go down and want to make America great again. So this is the whole thing. He talks about the survey before and after the debate. And when he did it before the debate, I guess this is kind of the carry here. It was like 48%, pretty much a dead heat tie on his analysis. And afterwards, Trump's up 50-47. This is disastrous for them because it's even worse when you get to the specific states and look at the swing states. Now that RFK Jr. has gone off those ballots in the swing states, and Trump's doing even better in those states because they've really focused on them. So to them to be losing in the popular vote by 3 points is disastrous for the cabal and for the Kamala camp. And I see why Trump is now saying, why have a third debate? I already destroyed Joe. I already destroyed Kamala. Everybody knows what's happening here. It just gives them all that much more to coach Kamala and try to. Now she's having to go out because now they're realizing hiding her did not work. And they're hoping this would be a slam dunk win and then they could just hide her the rest of these 48 days or whatever, right? So that is interesting. So another thing that Trump's truth is doing, he's just taking advantage of this whole Haitians eating cats, eating ducks, and he's got these all over his Trump's truth. Like, here's a picture of a cat, a kitten again, saying Kamala hates me, and then you look at a bunch of kittens here saying, don't let them eat us, vote for Trump. And he continues to put this is one that what Elon had put out that had an AI image of Trump hugging a duck and a cat. So, and then there's another one he put up here of Cats for Trump, where he put all the, you know, he's like at a rally and all the you know, the audience is cats. So he's going for it. There's like seven of them up here. And here's another one. It says, vote Trump 2024 to save me from being eaten. And here he is running with a cat that has glasses on from a bunch of immigrants. And so this is being played up. I'm sure this is really making them angry. And you saw what I just put on my thumbnail too, was this picture of Elon in some sunglasses, right? And a very cool picture. And it says, it has a little plaque in the front that says DOGE with a dot, with a period there, right? For Department of Government Efficiency, which is really interesting here. I forgot to show you this one too. This is a meme that I'll have to explain to the people on audio, but it has a car just racing away.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces passing, I'm homebound.
Then it zooms in some cat saying, speeding out of Springfield, Ohio. So this has just gone viral everywhere. But it really does show when you bring a bunch of people in that don't speak English and they don't have a love for the country, they don't even understand what the country is about because they didn't have to take the citizenship test, you create disasters. That's a total cultural different, and you don't create something that is beautiful and loving. But if you bring legal immigration in, people come in with a love of the country, they have some type of skill to add to the workforce, it can be a beautiful thing, immigration can be. But uncontrolled immigration is designed to destroy the country, and that's what they're doing. They want to destroy this country. Because why? They're globalists. You can't have a one-world government with a strong United States of a bunch of people loving each other, of the melt, a great melting pot, right, where we love each other. That is what they hate. They've got to get us all to fight with each other. That's why they pay off the Kabbalists on many of the black churches to make sure everybody is brainwashed to vote Democrat. If you go look at the evangelicals, the most divided place is the church. So they've literally completely brought in experts to try to make sure that we fight with each other, even in the evangelical community. It's just sad is what it is. And many people in the Blexit movement, and as we've talked about, the walkaway movement and even the Jexit movement, you're finally getting people, because the conservative values just make more sense. So they always win. So to get to the 50-50 thing, they have to call everybody that believes in conservative values racist and get everybody to vote in these minority communities or in other aspects of what they want to do. So this is what we have to wake up all the normies, if you will, right? All these what Solinsky calls useful idiots that actually start becoming so extreme. But now just get that middle part of the population awake is huge. We're seeing it, guys. We're seeing it. If we can go through a debate like that, where Trump did, I think, just kind of okay, and Kamala did way better than expected, and still people saw through the act and saw through the lies, it's a beautiful thing we are experiencing here. Here's Trump saying again, I won the debate. but was criticized by radical left lunatics because I looked angry and forceful. But think, why wouldn't I be angry? I love the USA, and it is being destroyed by grossly incompetent leadership, inflation, a terrible economy, horrible military decisions, no respect from around the world, and more than 20 million people, many from prisons and mental institutions, are pouring into our country and creating havoc, crime, destruction like never seen before. Am I supposed to be smiling like Comrade Kamala Harris with her fake 1.5 hour smile and long practiced facial expressions, despite all of the problems that she and Crooked Joe have caused? No, there's nothing to smile about, but there will be in the not too distant future when America makes the biggest comeback in history. November 5th, make America great again. What a great post, guys, there. And if you saw the show last night with Mel Kay, she was awesome, right? She talked about how ABC is owned by Disney, and Disney owns all those movie studios. They brought in literal people like Steven Spielberg type people to coach Kamala. And so this was, she obviously was given the questions, in my opinion. In fact, some new evidence coming out, some whistleblowers showing that they actually, ABC worked with her to get her the softball questions as well as set them up to where she would not be fact-checked, but Trump would be. And that's really interesting and exciting if you think about what may happen here in the near future as the cabal is in a corner. And that's where it comes down to make sure you're living by faith and not by sight, because they're going to do everything to let you think the opposite. And this is what Elon again posted. He's when he does these things, because of his voice as a past liberal, past person on the left, and with incredibly, you know, the richest man in the world, with so much success that a lot of people follow him and has a huge following. And so for him to be putting this picture of him in sunglasses with a DOGE and really emphasizing Department of Government Efficiency is another exciting thing. Here he did it again, where he just typed out Department of Government Efficiency, and tons of people are commenting on it. And here's an interview with Vance talking about just, you know, remember, I thought it was like 50% of the workforce, but like 80% of the workforce he fired at Twitter, and he's growing the company with way less employees.
But you make the people's government work better, which is maybe the most important thing.
Interesting. With your discussions with President Trump and Elon Musk, is there any estimation on what percentage of the government we can see go away? I think when he took Twitter, it was what, he cut 80% of the workforce?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, we're spending $2.4 trillion more from 2019 to 2024, and what are we actually getting out of it? I think a lot of that money, you can make a lot of that money go away. Or I shouldn't say go away, you can give it back to people who actually earned it, rather than have it being misspent by government bureaucrats. I think you can fire a lot of, or at least, you know, get rid of a lot of the federal workforce. Right, I don't know if it's 80%, but it's a lot, because look, there are a lot of people. I mean, look, if you go to Washington, D.C. right now and you go to the Social Security Administration, there are a lot of people who aren't showing up to work. And you know why they're not showing up to work is COVID. Mm-hmm. They're still doing remote work in some of these agencies. Like, if your job is not important enough for you to show up and actually do it, then maybe you shouldn't be collecting a taxpayer check to begin with. And so I think there's a lot that you can cut. There's a lot of efficiencies you can get out of there. And I really do think you can save hundreds of billions of dollars, maybe even trillions of dollars, just by making the people's government work more efficiently.
Perfect.
But you make the...
Yeah, that is, again, this is just to me exciting, because this is exactly what needs to happen. And this has got to have them scared to death, because this is part of what they need to do to destroy a democracy. You get the government too big. And it's part of all, if you look at the history of democracies in the world, once they get too bloated and big is when they fail, especially when they have too much welfare. That's why Saul Alinsky tactics that both Obama and Hillary were supporting heavily has to do with getting people dependent on welfare, dependent on government health care, dependent on all these handouts, and that helps destroy the country from within. And here's Elon again emphasizing emphasizing different things that are so important. It says, I believe there is a critical juncture and moderate should support Donald Trump for president. Elon Musk and he's got a picture of him in a leather jacket and a flag. And again, 100%, he says, when he retweets it again. So this is amazing. And here he is once more. You have here you have a video about federal debt is out of control and both parties are complicit. It won't stop until we end the Fed. And he retweeted that. So this shows you he's red-pilling as well. It's not just supporting conservatives versus Democrats, right versus left. This is also showing what this cabal of globalists that own the right and the left. That's why this says both parties are complicit and it won't stop until we end the Fed. We'll just listen to this as well.
Federal spending is so out of control that it only took 3 months for the federal debt to increase by $1 trillion to over $33 trillion. In contrast, it took almost 200 years for the federal debt to reach $1 trillion. So the federal government racked up more debt in the last 3 months than it did from the ratification of the U.S. Constitution until Ronald Reagan's first term. There will be even more shocking increases in the future, since according to some experts, federal debt is increasing by approximately $14 billion a day. Those tempted to blame the increases on President Biden, the Democratic Congress, or the COVID-related spending spree should consider the debt increase by around $1 trillion a year in 2017 and 2018, years when the Republicans controlled the White House and both houses of Congress.
Yeah, so this whole debt issue is a big issue. Trump could not attack everything. He did not attack that part of the problem. And it's designed to just put us into complete disarray and to have the Great Reset. That's why Trump is going to have... We have a lot of praying and a lot of work to do, even with reducing 80% of the government, like Elon might help do. They're going to be fighting tooth and nail against us. They want the country dead so they can move to the one world government. That's what we got to just understand, that that's what we're really fighting against. Here's breaking footage has released showing President Biden and Kamala Harris being met with silence when they enter the full room. So watch, here's Biden and Kamala coming in, and you'll see this slow sign up here. They're coming in supposedly the same building, and let's listen. So they walk in there and everybody's just ignoring them and acting like they're just two regular people. Nobody's real excited about Biden and Harris walking in. There he is. Now here's Trump. See a difference? I mean, guys, this is just obvious. It's so obvious when you really start looking at the rallies and just these unique things like this. This happened yesterday. It's just a complete amazing to see the love that the Lord's put in for Trump in many, many people's heart, even if they're not awake yet. So this is a vital part of the saving of this nation. Here's a tweet that says, ABC posted Kamala Harris' closing statement and President Trump's closing statements on TikTok. So ABC did both of them. Here are the numbers. Harris got 4 million views and 200,000 likes. Trump, 18 million views and 1.4 million likes. This is becoming obvious everywhere. There's no question that the popularity of Biden and his 81 million votes was a lie. And the popularity they're trying to portray again is not working this time, right? It's a fake popularity. It's all made up. It's this movie that Q's been talking about from the beginning. It's that you're watching a movie. The movie being the Hollywood type atmosphere, trying to make Biden look popular, trying to make Kamala look popular, and it's being exposed. That's the beautiful thing. Here's Elon saying exactly this. It says the trouble with voting for Kamala Harris is that she fundamentally, trivially, will not actually be in charge. Her debate performance beat expectations, but at root, it was a series of well-rehearsed 90-second speeches someone else wrote. That is what she would be like as POTUS, an actress doing the bidding of whoever is in charge now while Biden hangs out at the beach. And so that was, again, amplified by Elon Musk saying exactly. People realize it's a puppet president now, and she would be a puppet president as well. And even though we have a significant part of the country still sleeping, if we had honest election machines, this would be a wipeout. So what are they going to do? now they don't have control of Twitter. They don't have control of Rumble. They don't have control of Truth. They just can't continue to lie to us, right? And now there's still, unfortunately, heavy censorship in Facebook, heavy censorship on Instagram, and heavy censorship on YouTube, heavy censorship on TikTok. So we still have a big portion of our population asleep, and we just have to be digital soldiers and break through that. It's working, guys. Keep it up. We talked about that. Here's election officials warn problems with the U.S. mail could cause 2024 voting disruptions. I talked about this a little bit a couple days ago and with Mel Kay. But responding to a letter from a state and local election officials, the USPS said that it is equipped to deal with mail-in ballots. But now they're saying, again, they're setting up that it's not going to be able to count this stuff. So they need to go figure out how they can go rig the election. And part of that, they need to use excuses to delay everything. And I believe that's what they're setting up. I think they're going to run into a problem where they realize that they can't fix the election and focus more on letting Trump come in and hoping that it'll appease everybody, and then rigging so that they control the House. The Democrats will control the House and cheat that way, and hope that they don't get caught with all the election fraud. Then we got to get rid of the selection machines. We got to get rid of 80% of the people in the House and the Senate. And the only way you're going to do that is having paper ballots and getting and really exposing this the elites in the Republican Party as well as the Democratic Party. It's going to be an interesting time. It's going to be intense. That's why living by faith and not by sight is going to be critical. Make sure you're prepared for some civil unrest and obviously potentially not having power, not having your internet, not being able to buy or sell. I think those things are very much on the table of the deep state, of what they need to do to make sure Donald Trump does not win this election. Campaign memo, Kamala Harris to sit for interviews after the debate debacle. Now, this is awesome. So now they're realizing, oh my goodness, we've been hiding her this whole time. It hasn't worked. And that's what they try to do with Joe, to bring him back out. And it'll be really, really exciting to see her go out in front of real media. But I don't think they'll do that. I think it'll all be staged again. Vice President Kamala Harris, who only sat for one interview since joining the presidential race, no press conferences, will answer questions in a couple of local and national interviews in the next few weeks, according to the campaign memo report by the New York Times. So it's a reversal of strategy. Why? Because they're in trouble. They're in big trouble. Yes, they are. Oh, wow. Pretty fun times. The FBI is slow rolling information about the guy who tried to kill Trump. Serious topic here, guys. This is I know that this is, I'm based on the audio analysis, that there's just no question in my mind that we're talking about two shooters at Trump, right? And I believe the true assassin was the one who actually hit him in the ear, and I believe that the five shots that came off that sounded completely different was actually from the shooter. But they're not even answering questions about they're slow rolling information about the shooter. And this is something that many, many people are frustrated with.
What have you learned about the shooter's behavior leading up to Butler that day?
Well, clearly he was training, he was preparing. What we can't get a straight answer from the FBI on is, you know, he built three IEDs with remote detonators. But what we can't get a straight answer is what really radicalized him? What drove the motives? They keep telling us, well, we're making progress in getting into these multiple encrypted overseas accounts, but we're not getting any documents or what they're finding. Let me ask you this, Jesse. If this were like a tatted up white guy wearing a MAGA hat that took a shot at Kamala, you think the FBI would be taking months and months to get the behavioral analysis out there and paint a picture of him?
Right.
Heck no. So I think the First Lady's absolutely right to say what the heck is going on here.
Yes. And that is sad, is what it is, that we have to wait for that. Hey, we do have Trey Smith. Trey Smith is going to be coming on next Wednesday. So I will be going out of town for a while to visit my dad in Mexico. But I have great content coming up, including an interview with Stacey Whited on Hearing from God that you guys will love. A lot of great content. I'll be on the Friday and Sunday and Monday shows. So Trey Smith will be the first live interview when I come back on Wednesday. So don't miss that. And then later the following week, we're going to have a newcomers orientation on the ministry. So if you have the interest in what this ministry is doing, how we're expanding, what we're doing to really bring a family channel to the airwaves, what we're going to be doing to really get these million new people reading the Bible, what we're going to be doing to really equip people, make sure we have inner healing and deliverance available, make sure we're ready for hurting people, discipling people, getting them to understand the narrow path, all the things we're going to be, and all our groups and what we're doing, learn all that. Come, this is a Thursday after the show, so put that in your calendar. Thursday, 7 p.m. CST. Again, that's the 26th. That's in a couple weeks. Just want to make sure everybody knows that. We'd love to have you join our newcomers meeting. It's going to be on a Zoom, and all you have to do is get the link by joining Backstage. It's real easy. Just go to blessedteacher.com, hit the Backstage tab, boom, sign up process, and you have the Zoom links to every single show each night, as well as a Zoom link for the newcomers orientation. All right, Secret Service forced to delete the 9/11 post after honoring terrorists. And this is the Secret Service is making errors all the time, and now they basically talked about the victims, and they included in the count the 19 hijackers. Right, the flag hanging in the headquarters is a solemn reminder of our 9/11 and our mission purpose, a testament to the freedom and sacrifice that honors all 2,996 lives lost. So they're honoring the lives of the 19 hijackers. And so that's why it says, yikes, Secret Service included the 19 hijackers in the 9/11 death tally. So not a good look at all, obviously. Especially when you know what really happened with 9/11 and how it was designed by our globalists to actually get to the Patriot Act so they could spy on us all and put the censorship in place. And everything's been designed to destroy America to get to the one world government. Here's this Victoria Nuland. Oh my goodness, this woman is evil. And Biden-Harris official admits they blocked the Ukraine-Russia peace deal. So Russia and Ukraine are almost ready to come to a peace deal. And they fought it. They fought and killed it. The U.S. did. That's the scary part. Using the excuse that we need to reduce Russians' weapons, guys. This the whole Ukraine thing that Obama did in 2014 to get rid of the true government, democracy, and actually destroy it and put a globalist biolab creating government. It was a crime against humanity, and then everybody knew you could never put NATO right next to Russia. NATO created this war. And U.S. stopped the peace process. And this is really sad of how they've baffled and lied to everybody to think that Ukraine good, bad, Russia bad. That's just not as easy as what people think at all. Here's Elon Musk. Again, it's literally on video on the internet. So here's Kamala.
That they were standing in the way of surgery.
For prisoners.
And there was a specific case. And when I learned about the case, I worked behind the scenes to not only make sure that that transgender woman got the services she was deserving. So it wasn't only about that case. I made sure that they changed the policy in the state of California so that every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access to the medical care that they desired and needed. And I believe it was not only, I know it was historic in California, but I believe actually it may have been one of the first, if not the first in the country, where I pushed for that policy in a Department of Corrections, that they were standing in the way.
Can you believe that, guys? This is this insane person that they have up for president. And taking taxpayer funds and funding somebody that's in prison to have a transgender surgery that they deserved, she says, right? It's literally on video on the internet. Elon, again, emphasizing this. This is what I love about this new strategy of bringing in RFK Jr., bringing on Elon, bringing in Tulsi. It's changing the game in a big way. We're finally getting independents to come over. It's going to be too big to rig, and it's got them in a corner. And that is going to create a huge crisis for the cabal and what they're going to be doing. And this is part of game theory, or as far as what you do in war. You surround the enemy to where they have no chance, and then they're going to have to make a move. And what you do is you based upon what they do, right? So are they going to activate all their sleeper cells to try to put us in some type of, that's very likely, some type of martial law with a bunch of 9/11s all over the place? Are they going to try to get to World War III as soon as possible with Russia? Are they going to try to fake some type of or do some type of EMP to make sure that we don't have the election infrastructure and all the voting machines are down so that we can't vote on election day? That's why what Mike Lindell's strategy was to get everybody to vote on election day, and that's what Carrie Lake did, and then they just put the fake 20-inch ballots in the 19 that would obviously jam. So they purposely jammed up and made the lines massively long to screw Carrie Lake out of the governorship, right? That's so they will do something to disrupt this election, I believe. That's why we need to be just prepared to be prepared to maybe not even be able to buy or sell for a period of time during this time period. This is really coming. But this is where we also use our authority in Christ to avert some of these horrible things that could happen. Instead, use that. And one part of what we're going to be doing is going into praise and prayer, and we can do that right now, or we can show God how grateful we are as we're worshiping Him, honor Him during this time. And that's what I'm going to go to right now, is into talking about what we can do on praise and prayer. And we love to match everything. Though I did have a little bit more. See, there was a little bit more. I think I need to cover this Israel stuff here. I'm going to go back to breaking news just for a second. This is a wild report. The media outlets are reporting that Israel forces landed in Syria during the recent wave of attacks in Masyav. So basically they found this huge mountainous area, and the Israel intelligence figured out about this, that Iran decided to build like they did with their in the side of mountains underground, trying to protect it, a facility to build rockets, that were going to be going to short-range missiles that would be way, way more accurate against Israel. And Israel literally had commandos go on the ground, killed the guards, got intelligence in there, and then rigged it all in and blew up the underground facility. Huge escalation, if you will, because this is in Syria, north of Lebanon, near the Mediterranean. And that is amazing that when we have them destroying underground facilities in Syria, right? Reports suggest that the commando successfully extracted two Iranians from the area, although it's unclear whether they were taken willingly or by force. The possibility of Israel troops landing to gather samples or evidence from the area is not something new, given the past instances where Israel retrieved critical physical evidence from Syria territory through such an operation. It's like, woof! So here's another thing. We posted this video highlighting some of Kamala's from last night. TikTok immediately removed this. Okay, that is the I had one more video of Melania, but it looks like it got misplaced. So we'll just go right into some praise and prayer. As this is a great time to just put everything away and focus on the lyrics and how we point to Scripture here, and just honoring God and blessing Him. This is, again, I was talking about Exodus 23, 25, and 26. Part of the reason we named the product Exodus is because there are a lot of verses around health in there. We have it right on the bottle, one of the verses. And my favorites is 23, 25 through 26, where it says, "Worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and water." And he switches to the present tense, where he says, I will take sickness away from you. None will miscarry or be barren in your land. I will give you a full lifespan." Those verses are amazing about worshiping the Lord. Now, other versions say serve, but you can say worship and serve the Lord, and these blessings come to you. And so I'm just asking you, are you doing that? You know, a lot of people are not. And so that's why we offer this as an avenue for you. If you just worshiping in 15 minutes before on a Sunday, and it's probably not what the Lord really wants. He wants your heart. That's why we offer, you know, these hour plus worship sessions on Mondays and Thursdays, as well as on Friday and Sunday. So we just invite you to put everything away and just spend this next hour focused on Lord and the Lord. This is praise and prayer format on Mondays and Thursdays, where we praise for the first half of it, and then we pray for what do you need prayer for. We'd love to hear from you on Rumble rants there, Rumble chat. And also backstage on the Zoom as well. It would be beautiful times to do that. So let's start with "How Great Thou Art," a infamous song here. Not an infamous song, a great famous song. And this is something that we love to do, is attach scripture to everything, right? So let's do that now. Says, "How great thou art, sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life." I need to get this in a different format because it's really hard to read. "Set you free from the law of sin and death." That's Romans 8:2. "O Lord my God, consider all the worlds thy hands have made." That points to a couple of scriptures. It says, "By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and the breath of the mouth of their host." That's Psalm 33:6. "Made the earth and created everything on it. It was the hands that stretched the heavens." It's Isaiah 45:12. And it says that God, his son, sent to him to die. He bled and died to take my sin away. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to the eternal purposes that accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's Ephesians 3:10 through 11. This last part of the song talks about, "On the cross my burdens gladly bearing. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. And for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew 11:28 through 30. All right, worship with me to this beautiful song, which is "How Great Thou Art." How great thou art. come to me. Are you a warrior? Take my yoke upon me. Learn from me. I'm gentle and humble in heart. And you'll find rest for your soul. First were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. The men will be in the field, and one will be taken, and one will be left. Matthew 24:40. So wait, did you not know the day or the hour will come? It's one of the first songs we ever did. It was Bless the Lord, O My Soul. I love this. This is one of those that time, I guess, composers across time, no matter when this was first written and all the way to now, it's like, wow, it just brings you right to the throne. Bless the Lord, O My Soul. I worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, O My Soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name, out of Psalm 103:1. You are rich in love and slow to anger, the lyrics talk about. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, right out of Nahum 1:3. The song talks about your name is great. There's none like you, O Lord. You are great, and your name is great in might. That's Jeremiah 10:6. And then another part of the song says, sing to the Lord, O you saints, and give thanks to his holy name. And that's Psalm 34. So worship with me to this classic, which is Bless the Lord, O My Soul. Remember, his name's great. Let's sing to him like never before.
Bless the Lord, O My Soul. O My Soul. Worship his holy name.
Bless his holy name.
Lord, and you're in greater power. There's none like you, O Lord. You are great, and your name is great in might.
And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore, forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy.
My soul, all that's within me, bless His holy name. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power. And one
sing
three.
Like never before, oh my soul, worship Your holy name. Jesus, I will worship Your
praises to the Lord, O you His saints. I give thanks to His holy name. All right, I think I'm going to come back out here before we do that and just talk about praise. So if you have, what's God doing in your life? What can you praise despite some of the rough things going on, right? I'd love to hear from you. Just put that in the Rumble chat also, or you can unmute or chat in the Zoom as well. But I tell you what, I just feel so blessed. And again, I'm going to be live back next Wednesday, but we'll have be playing some great content on these preview live shows that will be going while I'm in Mexico. But I haven't seen my dad for 2.5 years. He's 82 now, and he was not feeling healthy enough to fly into the States. And so we were able to – they just changed this. This is what I'm so blessed is they used to have to fly into Cancun, and they moved from right out Lake Chapala, Jocotepec, which is close to where Guadalajara is, but it's Lake Chapala there, and they just moved from there 2 years ago. So one reason I haven't been able to get down there, all the way to Tulum, Mexico, which you have to fly into Cancun and have like a 2-hour drive to the, and it's not a pretty drive either. It's really kind of a little dangerous. So, but now they just changed. American Airlines has a Dallas to Tulum flight. So we're going to fly right into that city. It's like, what a blessing. So, you know, it's pretty cool after, it just made me realize after losing Rocky that I need to go see my dad. So I'm blessed. So, I will be gone from Friday through next Tuesday, and probably won't get back. I won't get back in time for the Tuesday show, but I have some great content I'm going to be playing. Stacy, some things from Dr. Artis, some other things that you'll love. So don't miss the show over the next 5 days when I'm gone. I usually don't play anything on Saturday, but the next 4 of those 5 days we'll have great content. And then when I am back, we'll have Trey Smith from God in a Nutshell on, so that'll be an awesome one.
Hey,
excited about that as well. So
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for Rick.
Yeah.
Thank you for making it easier for him to visit his father.
Yeah, that was good. I would have never got my. I wanted to get that on Teresa, who was talking in the.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm gonna.
And do your daddy. Fine.
Yeah, and so the other thing that's kind of exciting is with this Zoom here, I could possibly do something from Mexico, but I probably need to spend time.
Yay.
The most exciting thing, because of that two-hour drive, I couldn't get my son or my daughter to go. And so, I mean, my son and my daughter's not going. She just had a baby, right? But my son and my wife are going, too. So that's a huge blessing. So going to be a little bit of a vacation, as well as being able to spend time with my dad.
Hey, Rick. So,
yeah.
You could always get on Zoom long enough to introduce us to your daddy.
There you go. We'll have to figure it out. Yeah. And so we'll talk about that too, whether you guys want to do any backstage activities the next 5 days as well. That would be something that right now I don't plan on doing any of that. I'm just kind of rest and spend time. And but if you guys want to organize something backstage, we can do that through Gus. I know he's traveling right now with Amanda, and so I'm not sure exactly when that is all going to happen. But anyway, wanted to say thank you guys so much for. Allow me to just have a platform to be able to do this and be able to get away for a little bit. Thank you, Team Mitchell. Appreciate that as well. So tell me what's going on great with your life. It is, we love our dads and miss them when they've gone to heaven. Yeah, that is rough. I've lost my mom already. And But anybody else that has a praise report, let us know right after this song. We got a silly song that I've always loved to play. It's Noah Build a Boat is the next one. And kind of just, what I love is Curtis Grimes fought the cabal, right? And he let us do his song. And he's on the Texas circuit because he won't even do Nashville. And he's doing really well. And he has this cute song called Noah Build a Boat, sitting in the sand, told everybody. Everybody said, man, you lost your mind this time. That thing ain't never going to float. What did he do? He obeyed. Genesis 6:14 says, make yourself an ark of gopher wood, make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and out with pitch. That's Genesis 6:14. And the second part of the song says, let them call you crazy. Maybe it's true, but there's nothing impossible to do with a little bit of faith and a whole lot of hope. For nothing will be impossible with God. Luke 1:37. Third part of the song says, and it looks like Annette is on there. I'll let Annette read the next one. When God opens a door, he will lead you through. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door which no one is able to shut. Isn't that true? Revelation 3:8. When God opens a door, nothing can stop that. Fourth part of the song says, so take every chance you get and don't you quit. Because I believe it's true. It starts with you. And this is a new memory verse that I love. It's Galatians 6:9. Isn't that? Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up.
So, yes.
Amen. Mm. So that's Galatians 6:9, maybe a memory verse for you. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for due season we will reap if we do not give up.
People gonna tell you you're crazy, fool. Dreams are something you wake up from and not pursue. When God opens the door, he'll lead you through. So take that leap of faith or you regret what you didn't do. Remember, Noah built a boat sitting in the sand. Told everybody said, man, you've lost your mind this time. That thing ain't never gonna float. So let them call you crazy, maybe it's true. But there's nothing impossible to do with a little bit of faith and a whole lot of hope. Wouldn't even supposed to rain when Noah built a boat. It won't be easy, and that's a cold hard fact. It can spin you around, flip you upside down, leave you flat on your back. And when you think you can't, just hold your head up high.
till it rains for 40 days and 40 nights. Remember, Noah built a boat sitting in the sand. Told everybody, everybody said, man, you've lost your mind this time. That thing ain't never gonna float. So let them call you crazy, maybe it's true, but there's nothing impossible to do with a little bit of faith. And a whole lot of hope wasn't even supposed to rain. When Noah built a boat,
I know the works, the hold I have set before you, an open door which no one is able to shut. Revelation 3:8.
So take every chance you get, don't you quit. Cause if you believe it's true, it starts with you. Noah built a boat sitting in the sand. Told everybody, everybody said, man, you've lost your mind this time. That thing ain't never gonna float. So let them call you crazy, maybe it's true, but there's nothing impossible to do with a little bit of faith. And a whole lot of hope wasn't even supposed to rain. When Noah built a boat, oh, Noah built a boat.
That's Curtis Grimes. You can find him in the Texas Circuit. Again, it's beautiful to see it. Here's a draft telling us this verse. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. That's Galatians 6:9. All right. This is Shout to the Lord. Elizabeth, can you read this one?
I sure can. Good day, everybody. Shout to the Lord. All the earth, let us sing. Clap your hands, all people. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. Psalm 47:1. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name. Psalm 66:4. So that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Philippians 2:10. My comfort, my shelter, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91:1. Tower of refuge and strength, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. Psalm 61:2-3, and he sure has. Praise God. Let's give him a shout of praise, hey?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Tower of refuge and strength. Let's think about that. He's your comfort. He's your shelter. Mountains even bow down, and the seas roar to his name. Woo! All the earth let us sing, this talks about. It's beautiful. So worship with me and the backstage crew here. Shout to the Lord.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, ever cease to
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. All right, I just want to get back to any other praise reports that we have. We have a couple online here. Let me know if anybody backstage wants to give any comments about what God's doing in your life. It's just so cool to see positive people doing things. I see here that T. Mitchell saying, I am thankful God is... Let me see if I can put this up on the screen. I'll put some of these up here. Haven't been doing that tonight, but here we go. I am thankful God is warning and helping us prepare. We know something's coming. Yes, we do. We've been ready for this for quite some time, haven't we? Here's above all else, the Lord is your God. Regardless of what's coming, I'm grateful for another open door exceeding my career goals I wrote down in 2008. Despite the challenges along the way, God is so good. Amen. I love that. I love that. Teresa, go ahead. Oops, you're still muted, it looks like. I'll say ask to unmute, see if you can makes it easier for you.
I appreciate that. I always have a praise report. God is so awesome. He is good. So amazing. And I am so excited because all of us got together the other night and prayed for the debate before it happened and awesome. During the time that it happened and after it was over. And we got to see God move. We saw what he was doing. And then the next day we heard about all the negative things they were saying. And instead we called that all down and lifted the other things up, and we prayed for the all the different statues that they have all over the world. We prayed for them to be pulled down. So we've got all kinds of expectation and excitement over what God is about to do. And we're praying for all the cities where all they were saying all those terrible things about killing people's animals and eating them and stuff like that. We've just all been standing against that and praying for all the families. And I just know God is going to answer all of those prayers. And my joy in my heart is just about to explode with excitement because I know that he's made us strong. And I know that we're so unified together in several groups, but especially in our declaration group. We just know exactly what he's... I mean, it's almost like he... We'll start to say something and then it'll happen. And
I love it.
or we pray something and then next thing we know, it just happened. And we're like, yes, 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 yes. And so the desire to follow him is getting stronger and stronger in all of our hearts. And the unity is getting stronger and stronger. And even when we kind of make a mistake we don't mean to and we hurt somebody accidentally, God causes easy healing and because we know how much we love each other. And I think when everybody knows that they're loved and knows that they're cherished, it just works. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful to God. And so I just want to say thank you to B2T and your ministry, because if that had not happened, I wouldn't know all of these wonderful people that are on the screen that I love so much, and they wouldn't know how much I love them. And I feel like we're a giant family. And I was feeling very, very lonely because my mother and father have already gone home to be with the Lord, and my brother is more than 1,000 miles away. And I have family, but they don't like me anymore because I wouldn't get the jab. So I'm not allowed to come to family activities and things like that. Even now, even though they're learning that it was wrong, now they're embarrassed. So now they don't want to be around me because they're embarrassed. Nah. So I'm like, whatever, God. And so I just have a thankfulness for this family.
You get your brothers and sisters in Christ. That's right.
Yes, all my brothers and sisters in Christ, and they're amazing. Mm-hmm. And they're all exciting and different and creative and wonderful and magnificent, and they're musical or they're artistic or they're just plain great. And I just want to say thank you.
Yeah,
so
thank
that's
you.
My praise report.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Teresa. And that's part of this is why we invite you to become more involved in the ministry. It's really an online church, an online ministry. where you have neighborhood.social there, and that's really where you would get engaged. Just go to blessedteach.com and get to everything as well. That's where you're going to get your show notes for free there on the front page. That's where you're going to be able to sign up for Backstage to get access to the Zoom sessions that we have here while we're live, as well as other activities. And then neighborhood.social, though, is where it's like the Facebook replacement, where we can share posts with each other, we can actually chat with each other, and also that's where we have all the information about these groups that meet that Teresa was alluding to. So a lot of these groups are called B2T Biblical Zoom Groups, and if you just go to the group section on neighborhood.social to get your account on neighborhood.social, that's important to not be isolated during these times, and just connect with other believers that love the Lord. So I call them Christian Patriots, right? It's a Christian Patriot platform, neighborhood.social. So again, go to neighborhood.social, look at the groups, get involved, come to our orientation meeting, which is a 2 weeks from tonight. Actually, tonight's Thursday, isn't it? Yeah, so it's 2 weeks from tonight. Go to a newcomer's orientation. You'll learn all about the groups, learn all about how this ministry is really reaching people. We want, the vision I got, guys, was all these groups would be created, and we've got like nine of them now, and there's other ones being created. And then they would continue to amplify, and they would be the smaller groups where people that are hurting, that wake up to the disaster of this cabal, right? They would be able to come for both mental, and mental is the wrong word, anxiousness and stress and stuff like that, and just needing friends, but also their physical. And we believe that through healing and intercessory prayer, there's in our inner healing deliverance practice, and as well as just loving on people, we're going to be able to help hurting people, no matter if that hurting is just loneliness, like Teresa was talking about. So we really ask you to get involved. But go ahead, Linda. Praise reports right now. We're coming in fast.
Yeah, I was on something better. Yesterday, I had a rough day. 24 hours. I'm feeling better. It was personal female stuff that Amy was tapping with. I'm feeling better.
Good. I'm glad. We're glad you are feeling better. Thank you for that. Those little praise reports are important. And to always just be grateful, even when you just come out of a bad time, right? I just love that. Shuri, go ahead.
Okay, my good news is Teresa, be happy. because President Trump got 60% and she got 30%.
Yay!
And President Trump promised for tip, no tax.
Yep.
Today he said no tax on social. And I forgot the other one. I was jumping like a maniac up and down in this house.
Yeah.
So he promised so many things, and everybody was so happy. So, CNN, they have the program, and they said, she did bad over here, she did lie over here, she lied over here. I mean, it was so joyful, you don't believe it. So, because I cried so much yesterday. Mm-hmm. I cried. I was so depressed. Why this? Why that? Lord, we pray. Where are you? Like, yeah. They were in a boat and they said, oh, where are you? Get up. So Suri was in that mood yesterday. But this afternoon, I'm like, yes, Lord. So this is my praise report.
I love it. I love it. You know, that was another praise I just missed, sir. He just reminded me is that I think I told about a little bit where I went to bed a little frustrated when I just watched the debate, thinking that the mainstream media was just and all the polls were going to come out, and I did, you know, and I just go, have them look at the polls, because I did a debrief. I actually did the debate live, and then I did the debrief afterwards, and but then I started looking on my Telegram and looking at my Twitter at all the poll results, and it was like Trump won. Just amazing. It was like people were finally waking up at the false Hollywood stunts of being trained as an actress to be able to make her little statements, and it's like it didn't work on the magic, you know, of Disney owning ABC and the whole cult. I believe it's really an occult magic they use. Mm-hmm. It didn't work on us because we're awake. It's like, and on these independents, even it's like, wow, what a What a blessing that is. So thank you guys so much for sharing. We'll get back to some music and come back and maybe even hear some more. Also would love to be getting into some prayer. So if you have some things you need prayer about, let us know. So Linda Jackson, we heard from Linda. I'm praying for it. She's feeling better. I'm going to go to this other one too. I just missed Dana. What's that? Dana Lynn Christie says, blessed teach, praising God for the truth and you. Julie G, Pastor Dave, and all the God's children that he's using to teach us the things that have been hidden or we have been deceived about. Loved you all. That's awesome. Thank you so much. Dana. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's just beautiful to see. We can always be thankful, and having that grateful attitude is part of the key. In fact, we studied that in the lesson last night, right? Being grateful. In fact, the new lesson I'm creating even touched on it too, of how if we have a thankful heart, like Colossians 3:16 says, where it says, in your heart to revere Christ as Lord, teaching and admonishing one another, and it says, teaching and admonishing each other in all wisdom, and then praising with hymns and also with psalms and spiritual songs, with thankfulness in your hearts to God. That whole verse is a beautiful verse about how we need to do that. And that's what we're doing right now. Let's worship him with thankfulness in our hearts. And this is why, because he does great things and he's going to do great things. And we can look forward to the great things he's going to do, right? Come, let us worship our King, O God. You've done great things. Points to a couple verses. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. That's Psalm 24:8. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth in Genesis 1:1. And the second part of the song says, oh, hero of heaven, you conquer the grave, free every captive and break every chain. Points to Colossians 2:14. It says, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands, he set aside, nailed it to the cross. Also points to Romans 8:37 to 38, which says, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. I am sure that neither death nor life, nor rulers nor powers, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Third part of this song says, we dance in your freedom, O Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high. And here points to Isaiah 57:15. Let them praise his name with dancing, making melody to him with tambourine and lyre. That's Psalm 143. And it says, for thus says the one who is high and lifted up, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. That's Isaiah 57:15. So again, let's dance for our freedom. Let's say, yes, we're going to lift your name up on high, Jesus. You're the hero of heaven. You conquered the grave. You're going to do great things.
He has done great things. We see what our Savior has done. See how his love overcomes. He has done great things. He has done great things. Oh, hero of heaven, you conquer.
The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle.
Can you do great things?
on through the heavens and the earth.
Out from my mouth, it shall not return to me empty. My word shall accomplish what I purpose and shall succeed. My word shall accomplish. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. Psalm 119:89. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Romans 8:37. I'm sure that neither death nor life, nor rulers, nor powers, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's Romans 8:38 and 39. Another praise song is Hosanna. Would you mind reading this, Elizabeth?
Sure. This is great. Hosanna, Hosanna, eyes, hearts, and hopes are turning to you. We long for you. And the crowds were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Matthew 21:9. We find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away. Amen. That according to his riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being. Ephesians 3:16. That we carry Jesus around, that's so cool. You are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 1 Peter 1:3b.
Awesome. The God who saves us, he's worthy of our praises. Yes. When his presence is around, our fears are washed away. Let's celebrate. Praise is rising. It's Hosanna.
Praise is rising. Eyes are turning to you. We turn to you. All our fears are